oral history says this, that there will come a time when all nations of the world will form together under the beautiful tree of life, and that there will be much gnashing of teeth, there will be great confusion, there will be war, there will be killing, there will be thievery, there will be mistrust. But all of those things are necessary for us to experience and to resolve, so we will all come together under that tree of peace, holding hands as one family. And there will be a beautiful healing herb formed there. And the color of that herb will be black, white, red, and yellow. And we'll all live together in peace. Get up each morning. Give thanks for the beautiful day the Creator has given us. Give thanks for this breath of life flowing from that loving divine Creator to each one of Creator's children. And then to say each morning that, Creator, whatever it is that you're guiding us to do this day, that's exactly what we're doing. Begin to practice life as a meditation so your mind is quiet wherever you walk and that spirit can flow through. Wherever you go, you can see the smiles on the faces of the people. You can see the children looking at you. You can see people wondering, you know, who is that person walking down through here? I feel something I haven't felt before. This is the path of peace. And in the Mohawk language, they came to me. And it was Yamalgoa, great thanks that fills creation, which then will open up the doorway to that place of peace, Skonagoa, that great peace that fills creation. And then when you're in that great peace that fills creation, then you're able to see the fullness of that love of the divine that fills creation. It's set up in the way of an equilateral triangle with a circle around it. At the top is the great thanks. Bottom left leg is the great peace. Bottom right leg is the great love. And you just keep meditating on that